Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hour number three here on WEEI Afternoons. Dan Ball, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, Ted Johnson. Thanks for joining us here on a Patriots Friday. Coming up later on, we'll revisit our conversations with Josh McDaniels and Mike Giardi as part of the drive. We'll also make our picks for Week 10. Even though Andy Hart is not here today out on family matters, we still do have to include him in our Pick 6 parlay, so we'll get to his and everybody else's, unfortunately, but we'll see if we can win in spite of that. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Ted Johnson, you remarked when you were hearing your former quarterback, Tom Brady, in that comment that he made ahead of Pats and Bucks, the Brady Bowl, so to speak. You said, funny guy. Why'd you say that?
Well, because he can't pick sides. You can't. Tom, come on. Why not? Why can't you pick sides, bud? His comedic timing is I think it's a little off. It's you need to help TB12 with that a little bit.
Yeah.
So that's why I said that. But I'm glad a side note is I heard you guys mention it earlier that we get the number one CBS crew,
which
is good. So it'll be fun to hear what Romo's coming up with these days. I think he's still calling out plays. I think he still likes to do that. So that'll be good. But let me give you guys some of the I think the highlights of this game or things to be looking out for. I feel like these are two teams that are very evenly matched. But there are some things when you look at it a little bit closer where I think Patriots have the advantage. And one is in the passing game. The Pats are ninth in passing yards a game, and the Bucs pass defense is ranked 22nd in the NFL. And when you think about it, the Patriots have already faced the top two pass defenses in the NFL.
Right.
The Falcons, number one, and the Bills were number two. At the time they played the Bills were number one, and the Falcons were number two. But when they, played the Falcons, they were, number one. So the Patriots have carved up. I mean, and you had, at the time, the Bills passing defense was number one. And in the second half of that game, Drake May had a perfect quarterback rating. So he's carved up two of the best passing defenses in the NFL. So to me, that should not change. And what was a little bit surprising, Drake had probably his worst game he'd had in since earlier in the season, this past game,
no
right?
Question, would you absolutely.
Say? Would you be surprised to hear that it was the lowest percentage of play action plays that they had run all season long was in that game?
So where does that come from? Is that a factor of what Atlanta's showing you? You're trying to mix that up, or is that losing Ramondre Stevenson from your run game?
I think part of it, I think that's a good one. I like the Ramondre one now that I'm thinking about it, but I also think it's partly because they blitzed as much as they did.
Okay.
They sent pressure 55% of the time, which is insane. And I think Todd Bowles, I don't think it's that high, but I think he likes the pressure too. So does that take away some of the play? Because that's kind of their superpower, I think. The play action game is money. So it'll be interesting to see. I hope that they can squeeze in more play actions, because I think that's when he is at his best. Would you guys agree or disagree with that?
Fitzy, I'm curious on your thoughts on the pass game, and specifically, does it change with the absence of Kayshon Boutte and how confident you are in it?
Yeah, I just wanted to speak to first the idea that Drake was blitzed so much last week as well, because Atlanta does love to get after the quarterback as well. I had a chance earlier today, Ted, on the Patriots podcast to speak with Scott from Pewter Report. Pewter Report and Rick Stroud became the two sources for all Tampa information once Tom Brady left town, and then Gronk joined him a couple years ago. So pretty well in tune with everything Tampa, as well as how Pats fans have been feeling. And he told me that Todd Bowles loves to blitz on first down, and that knowing that you have a younger line that is susceptible to giving up sacks and having missed blocking assignments, do not be surprised for a lot of weak side blitzes, some overloads, like the Yaya Diaby kid has four sacks and he's a monster. He's going to give Will Campbell all he can handle and then some. So I think that's going to be a big factor. If they can handle that Sunday, then you're going to see a path to success. As far as the passing game goes, look, I love – one thing that I love – they'll miss Booty for sure. But one of the things that I love that we've seen the last couple of weeks, how did they list it? I think it was maybe at Patriots.com. Pop Douglas is the vertical slot receiver. That he's now back in this role. They call him the vertical slot. So he's a slot receiver, but they send him downfield on a lot of these long crossers where he's so small, he almost can like disappear in coverage.
Yeah.
And he's so quick. And he's best used not just like – as an alt running back or as a quick little slot receiver, but as somebody that can find his way into pockets in the middle or the downfield. I think it's great. So I don't know exactly if we're going to see a big Kyle Williams day, Dan. Everyone's been opining for like, we got to get the kid out there for the deep threat. But I don't think the pass game's going to suffer that much with Kayshon Booty out. You'll miss Ramondre, especially in the blocking.
Yeah. No, I like that. I mean, the vertical slot guy, that's basically, I think, kind of what he's been tagged as. I think that's a good way to put it. He does, you know, kind of get lost. I'll be honest, you know, mm-hmm. when you're, you know, you got guys crossing routes and it gets confusing back there in the secondary, you can lose sight of maybe him. But the only thing is there was a pass last week. You remember, he's got to be wide open or it's got to be right on the money because his catching radius is not that large, right?
So yeah, anything contested, you don't have a great chance with.
It's a half Hollins, I think they call it.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. And then the Kyle Williams, can we get him, I don't know, like doing different routes? He does a lot of comebacks, so it's a lot of timing. And if he's not right, if he's not in sync with the quarterback, you're going to have issues. I mean, for him to be on the field 46% of the snaps and only get one target, and it wasn't even close, is a little bit concerning. So one other kind of facet, there's always two categories. Can you guys, I'm going to quiz you. What are my two favorite categories and situations that I like to talk about in the games? Do you guys remember? That's okay. Red zone, third down. Those are my two big ones, okay? Yes. Red zone, third down. The Bucks, offense. There you go. That's going
to
be
congratulations to Ted for answering
Ted
his own question.
Ted calls on Ted, and he's correct. Yeah.
The Bucks' third down offense is 25th in the league, and the Patriots' third down defense. It's probably one of the best things this mm-hmm. defense does besides stopping the run. The second best thing they do is they get off the field on third down. So that's huge. I think the Falcons were 1-10 on third down last week. That's the money down. So you get off the field on third down against this Bucks team, that's going to serve you well. And why do you need to get off the field? Because no one's really talking about it. But this game, it's going to be hot. It's 82 degrees down there.
Right.
And I don't believe they have a cover over their stadium like the Dolphins do.
Wide open.
It's not a night game, right? It's 1 o'clock?
It's a 1 p.m. They're going to be in the prime of 83 and humid, Teddy.
So conditioning is going to be – nobody's talked about it. Nobody's brought it up. It's going to be hot. And that Miami game, when you got no sun beating down on you, that's a big difference. The sun's going to be out probably. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. And so conditioning is going to be very much a factor. So my point is the offense needs to continue to dominate in the time of possession. The Patriots' time of possession, they're fourth in the NFL. And most time, they possess the ball, the fourth most in the NFL. They have to continue holding the ball because I've played in Tampa Bay, a very famous game. It was the game after the stage diving incident, if you guys remember back in 1997. And our offense, the main players on our offense also went to that concert and did the stage diving. Well, they didn't show up for the game. I won't mention any names. And it was three and out, three and out, three and out. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers possessed the ball for 40 minutes of that game against Mike Allstott. Thank you very much. who averaged about 3.5 yards per. So it was just, you know, it was painful as a defensive player. So the offense needs to sustain drives. The defense needs to get off the field on third down, and they need to win the turnover or the time of possession battle. Because conditioning is going to be a bigger factor than what people realize.
I got a quick question, Dan, Ted. How can a team be so good at stopping the run, so good on third down defense, and yet be the worst in red zone defense? That just, like, that doesn't balance out to me on the scale, if you know what I mean.
Well, so here's a couple ideas on that. One is the guys that you have covering down there in those tight areas are a little bit undersized. You saw what Drake London did to Marcus Jones. They were able to scheme it up so that they got Marcus Jones on Drake London. Not a fair fight. When you just throw the ball up, it's just not. You can have him. He was right there in coverage. But, you know, Marcus does the best of what God gives him, and it just wasn't enough. I also think part of the problem is you have young safeties. Mm-hmm. Whenever if you make any slight hesitation, if there's any doubt at all, and you hesitate for just a split second, you're already beat in the red zone because it's such a short distance. There's no space, and the guys get open so fast. So I think youth in the secondary, with particularly the safeties, and I think part of the problem is they're just undersized down there on the goal line, and you can put bigger receivers out there that are just kind of, you know, out to stretch the DBs.
Fitzy, that's a fascinating detail to the red zone coverage because Baker Mayfield loves...
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
To take advantage of a mismatch against a safety, mm-hmm. and he can recognize those breakdowns pretty quickly. So you have to imagine that red zone defense is going to come into focus even more if it wasn't already this Sunday.
Yeah, and the fact that they don't have Godwin and they don't have Evans is something that plays a factor in the Patriots' favor, but they've been winning with this rogues gallery of receivers led by certainly possible all pro, but you know, rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year candidate, Amika Abuka from Ohio State. And then you've got McMillan and Tez Johnson, who weighs as much as one of Ted's quads tops. and then it's old man Sterling Shepard, who's been around the league almost as long as electricity. So like and tight end Cade Otton, like, And you've got Rashad White, who's a decent... He was the starting back until Bucky Irvin came in, flashed last year, took his job, but he's been dinged up all year, as many people that have him in fantasy know as well. So Mayfield's getting the job done with his B team. I'm fascinated to see how they decide to try to, in a defensive capacity, Ted, take away somebody like Ibaka, like is that just going to be Gonzo? Look, we've read the 4 years, $140 million coming up. Go earn that $35 million per year average annual value and erase their best receiver? Or are you bracketing him and trying to go elsewhere? Like that to me is like top shelf.
You know what I would, you know how I'd probably play that? I would bracket him in third and three or more. So any third and three or more situation, red zone situation, you bracket him, you put two guys. And you know what? And I'd almost put Gonzalez on there with safety over the top. You know, you could say, well, you put Gonzalez on their second best and then bracket Ibaka with just two guys, and that should be enough. That not necessarily with that kind of talent. You really need an elite defender on him in those critical, got-to-have-it, obvious passing situations. I would bracket him with Christian Gonzalez and take my chances with the other guys on their other receivers. That's how I would do it. That's going to be an interesting thing. You know, you like to it is a little bit confusing on how they use Carlton Davis. And they don't bring Carlton Davis to the same side Christian Gonzalez is. And I think that's part of why you get mismatches in the red zone. They keep them on opposite fields. Well, sometimes, you know, if the Bucs have the two best receivers on the same side, you need to put Carlton Davis on the same side Gonzo is.
Which is how you get a Marcus Jones on a Drake London
situation.
That's it.
That's exactly right. So don't be so stubborn. And you know, what they do is, for instance, the Patriots had the touchdown where Demario Douglas had a wheel route out of the backfield.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Falcons had a very set of rules on how they were going to cover, you know, certain formations, and the Patriots knew it and they exploited it. You can exploit if you continually do the same things week in, week out. Offensive coordinators look at that and they go, well, they're going to be in this because they have been all season long. We know how to exploit it, and that's what we're going to do. You got to change up what you do, change up your trends, so teams can't zero in on what you're going to be playing in, so they can't exploit you.
Good clarification from the text line as well from the 860. McMillan is still out dealing with a neck injury. That fall was kind of brutal, to be honest. 978 May is used to playing in the hot weather. Most of them are.
But not the other players.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's very true.
Drake might be, but he's not the one, you know, doing all the running around. I mean, he is, but you know what I mean. It's the D-line gets gassed. The linebackers.
Oh, yeah, it's the
gassed.
Trenches.
While
we're talking about the Patriots and the Bucs, football talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with the juicy Week 10 matchup between the Patriots and the Buccaneers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Ted Johnson, what else is on your mind for Patriots and Bucs?
You know, I think I was looking at the scoring per quarter. The Patriots and both the Bucs are bad in the fourth quarter, which surprises me because the Bucs have had come from behind wins in the fourth.
Right.
But the Patriots, by far and away, is their worst quarter is the fourth quarter. What I like to do is take advantage of the first quarter. The Patriots are the seventh-ranked team in first quarter points. They scored 6.2 points on average. And the Bucs are towards the end of the league, that 27th, and only scoring two and a half points per first quarter. So I think it's important they get off to a fast start. I think this team is can be a really good front running team. I mean, Vrabel doesn't want me to say that, but I just think this team is better when they get off to a fast start. So I think a fast start, guys, do not let the Bucs go down and score a touchdown. If they got to go down and score a field goal, fine, okay. But they were able to not let the Falcons score on that opening drive, which is, you know, kind of surprising because most teams do score at least three, if not seven, on the opening drive. So get off to a hot start in that first quarter. That's something that I want the Patriots to do in this game is considering they're pretty good at least on offense, getting points up there early in the game.
And if it's a nip-tuck-tight game, it bears noting, obviously, Borregaalis has been doing a great job for the Patriots, banging home the three-pointers. And with that warm weather, you got to figure the Patriots will be comfortable and confident trying a long field goal if they need to. On the other side, Chase McLaughlin, 65-yarder this year. So
dang.
They're equally – yeah, that's pretty impressive. They're equally confident in their kicking game as well, Dan.
We got a 68-yarder from Cam Little in Jacksonville, and then we had a 68-yard attempt from Brandon Aubrey about 3 hours later last weekend. Just wild what the kicking game is doing. We'll continue with Ted's points in just a moment, but first let's go to the phone lines. Paul is in Quincy. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
Hey. 8 games to go. Realistically, they're going to lose 2 down the stretch. This is the game I'd want them to lose. As tight as the AFC is, you get Baltimore and Buffalo coming up. If they're going to lose a game, this is one of the games to lose. Now, I don't want them to, but I'll take a Tampa loss over a Buffalo loss any day.
Okay, Paul, thank you for the call. A Tampa loss over a Buffalo loss. Fitzy, yep. Your reaction to that idea? Yep.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to lose one, sure, but at the same time, I'd rather beat Buffalo. Yeah, no, he's right. I definitely would rather beat Buffalo. So, A, you can take the title back from them because they've held your belt for 5 years, and you want to beat the conference teams that you're possibly going to have to face off against in the postseason as well. Like, it's the ultimate first world football problem. Like, oh, we lost to the Bucks. I guess we'll have to wait to February to figure out what to do with them again. Whereas you're going to get a face full of Josh Allen and company at least once, if not twice, coming up.
It's doesn't it feel like, I mean, okay, we're all past the, are they going to make the playoffs? So we all know that they're going to make the playoffs, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now it's kind of like we should be setting our sights for the number one seed, because every Super Bowl I ever won, I had a bye week that first week. And so I'm not, you know.
You talked about how critical I think that first bye week was.
It's huge. It's huge. You know, I don't know how long. I mean, it's been about 3 or 4 years since they've gone to the new format, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think there's number one seeds that have been bounced, so it's not a guarantee. But I think you clearly your odds increase if you've already got a pass to the second round without even having to play. Just that the fact that you don't have to get banged up, and I just think from a physical standpoint, is such a huge advantage. So why not get greedy and try and get that number one seed? I don't like we can lose this game. I just think you're a better team than Tampa. I think you have a much better offense. I think they have arguably maybe a better defense. I just think you got a better quarterback. I really do. So I think you should win this game. And set yourself up for maybe competing for that number one seed in the AFC, because it's huge.
Specifically on the AFC this season, you know, you have some heavy hitters that you would be facing in the first round. It's almost kind of a flipped dynamic where you have Denver, who we saw is the worst 8-2 team you'll see in a while. Woof. Last night. You have Indy, who is 7-2 and playing great, but I still don't know what Jones and Taylor are going to do for a full season. Yeah, Buffalo in the 5 seed, the Los Angeles Chargers in the 6 seed, and then Kansas City in the 8 seed right now, with Baltimore moving their way up the standings. Those are 4 teams that I would not want to see compared to even an Indy or a Denver, Fitzy. So there's kind of an added onus to trying to get that number one seed this year, because I feel like your 5, 6, and 7 seed are going to be absolute monsters going to the playoffs.
Yeah, and also, like, you have the easiest schedule, so you take advantage of it now before you get into next year. If you load up with the draft and free agency, you get an even better team in 2026, but you're also going to potentially have a first-place schedule to deal with, which is going to be hammer and nails above what you're dealing with now. Take advantage of every opportunity presented and or gifted to you.
Okay, we'll continue our Patriots breakdown here. Patriots and the Buccaneers on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Don't forget, you can catch Ted Johnson on WEEI's Football Sunday beginning at 10, and then you get Fitzy and Hart on the Six Rings postgame show. So all your favorite afternoons personalities on the air on a football Sunday.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
TNCs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.